Hello and welcome. Even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club in the series. I'm reading the latest Dragonlance novel by Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman, Dragons of Deceit. As I usually do, I will give a quick synopsis of the chapters. Today I'm doing chapters 17 and 18. For the next couple episodes, I'm going to be doing two chapters. I meant to release this on Friday, but I should know better than to promise anything on Friday or Saturday. So I will do chapter 17 and 18 today, chapter 19 and 20 on Tuesday, and chapter 21 and 22 to finish up book 2 by the end of this week. Chapter 17. We learn quickly about Wolfstone. After some quick history of the Dwarven Nation and an explanation of daily life, they arrive at the Life Tree, a large stalactite that serves as a major hub within the mountain, including the seat of the King's Court. So what happens is the stalactite is fed by minerals from the lake up above, and it continues to grow, which is why they call it the Life Tree. Even though it's a rock, it continues to grow and get bigger as a tree does. It's a metaphor. We meet Wolfstone in a lift car on his way to the Life Tree. Even though he's going all the way to the top of the Life Tree, he rides the car alone because the dwarves have a deep prejudice against the Dark Dwarves. He's from one of the Dark Dwarven clans, the Dargar. When he arrives, he hides in the shadows and eavesdrops on a conversation between Destina and the cleric. During the brief encounter, Destina questions if they can trust him. The cleric, Jajadar, I never told you her name because I'm kind of afraid of pronouncing that loud. In my head, it just becomes a jumble of J's and A's and stuff, so I hope I said that right. But she assures Destina that his loyalty to the king is unwavering. After satisfying her curiosity about Destina, Wolfstone continues on his way to meet with the king. I keep wanting to call him Wolfsbane, so hopefully I won't do that in this episode. We know that sometimes my subconscious comes through when I say things incorrectly. He gives a remarkable Sherlock Holmes impersonation by giving an almost perfect description of Destina after only that brief encounter. They talk about her, her connection to Ungar, and her reason for wanting to find the Grey Gem. They both agree that her cover story is not 100% true. Wolfstone theorizes that the Grey Gem wants to be found, and that they can use Destina to find it. He says that's one of the reasons that Ungar failed, is because it wants to be found, but not by Ungar. And they believe that Destina is the key, at least Wolfstone does. Then once they have it, they can take it and find a way to get it back to Rourke's. They part ways, and he enjoys another solitary ride on the lift. Chapter 18. After the meeting, Jajadar takes Destina to her place of residence within the Life Tree. She uses her time as she wants to meet Wolfsbane to walk around the area. She sees the worms creating the tunnels by eating through the rock. She fears for her life riding in the lift cages. After that visit to her temporary domicile, she then takes her walk. Expecting a dark and dreary surroundings, it surprises her when the Dwarven Kingdom has sunlight in places that allow for a variety of colorful plants and mushrooms. However, she realizes early that she does need to stay close to her home in the mountain. The tunnels all look far too similar, and she could easily get lost. In the afternoon, early evening, she runs into Wolfstone. In actuality, he hunts her down. At first intimidated, he puts her mind at ease by speaking to her in her native Salamnic. Through the conversation, he tells her that he fought at the Battle of the High Claris Tower and that he knew of her father. Using this information, he gets her to admit her plan for the Grey Gem. They discuss it and actually come to an agreement. He will take her to Thiwar, that's the other Dark Dwarven Kingdom, to make an offer to buy the Grey Gem for 100 steel. She doesn't have those funds. Nobody does. For some reason, steel is the most valuable currency in Dragonlance, and 100 steel, they say, is her entire year's allowance. So she doesn't have those funds on her. Nobody does. So, where will she get it? Wolfstone suggests that the Grey Gem can make it for her. And now for my reaction. Two fun chapters. I'm glad they revealed Wolfstone right away. I know they gained nothing by delaying it, but they've often taken the slow burn approach to things in this book sometimes. Make us wait a chapter or two. Destina sweats it out for a bit, increasing the dramatic tension. But they now seem committed to pushing the story forward. Finally, am I right? No, I will not include a complaining portion in this episode. If you want to hear that, listen to the previous episode. Now that things are moving in the right direction, I want to stay positive. If at some point they decide to pump the brakes again, though, rest assured, I will be back to including a complaining part in each episode. Back to Wolfstone. At the risk of sounding too negative, even though I said I was going to be positive, a bit underwhelming initially. An associate of the king who now works as a spy. Okay, sure, he has the added intrigue of being from one of the Dark Dwarven clans. Let's just say the typical critic line of, I don't know what I expected, but I expected more. Then again, not too much build up in the introduction, so overall a net positive. I like the character so far. Also, I love the Sherlock routine. Ever since the show with Benedict Cumberbatch, I want to try to be a fan of Sherlock Holmes again. Like Lord of the Rings, I tried reading Holmes. Also like Lord of the Rings, I find them difficult to get into. Come to think of it, I think that was when I worked overnights as well. I know work overnights does things to you. Maybe I need to try them again. After all, this book proves, at least, that age made me more patient. Plus, hey, they give me more fodder for this series, potentially. Once I finish Ready Player 2 and whatever else in the next book in this, maybe I'll go back and read Lord of the Rings or Sherlock Holmes again. Maybe Sherlock Holmes. Lord of the Rings is too much fantasy. And we could do Sherlock Holmes and then maybe Lord of the Rings and then I don't know what we'll do after that. But we're getting some ideas for this series going forward, so it's not going anywhere anytime soon. We also got the Destina Wolfstone meeting very quickly. Again, an opportunity to build tension and maybe bring back the old pissed off Destina for a couple of chapters. Tries to get the Grey Gem herself, but no. Wolfstone tracks her down and they make the deal. He's the kind of guy who just likes to get stuff done, so he's going to get it done. They want to get the Grey Gem out of the mountain. She wants to go searching for the Grey Gem. They have a mutual interest, and Wolfstone thinks that he can use her to meet his and the king's ends as well. I have to admit that the twist at the end of asking the Grey Gem to make the ransom needed to release it from the Thuar made me smile. As a writer, it also made me jealous. Imagine writing a force of pure chaos. Anything and everything is possible. Not only possible, but encouraged. The mind boggles. Taz, time travel, the Grey Gem. After a slow start, this book is ramping up the action and potential crazy very quickly now. I cannot wait to get to the future chapters and see if they keep doing this or if they're going to like pump the brakes now that they've introduced all these new characters and thrown them into the mix. Maybe they'll try to show how they interact and connect, or who knows, maybe they're off and running and they're ready to go, and from this point forward, things will just move quickly. That's what I'm hoping. This episode comes out today, 19 and 20 on Tuesday, 21 and 22 on Thursday. That will finish up book two. Between now and Thursday, I'll come up with a schedule for next week. I think I might keep doing the 3 days a week, the Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, because I cannot do Friday and I can't do Saturday. But I think Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday will work. So I think that's what the schedule will be going forward for the rest of the book. But I will come up with something by Thursday for sure as far as the schedule goes. Thanks as always for listening. You can find us, if you didn't already, at www.twoguysgaming.net. In addition to articles, we also have a YouTube page that has been active daily. I've been doing a daily RPG calendar. And we're getting a couple views. I mean, I think we're up to 25, which isn't a huge amount for the amount of videos, but it's 25 more views than I had before. Oh, if you're reading along, be sure to leave a comment. Let me know what you thought or what you think. And I will be back on Tuesday with chapter 19 and 20. Talk to you then. Bye, guys.
We are Two Guys Gaming.